Hi, and welcome to the Super Anti-18 Podcast with myself, Steve Halper, and I hope you're feeling super, super good. If you try and follow all the information I give in this podcast, you should be feeling really, really, really good. Ask me, why am I feeling so super well, besides all the stuff I take and the wonderful work I get to do helping people change their lives? I've been following my age test, and I reversed it by 22 years. So 77, 67, 57, let's see, 55. And we did a facial recognition, analyzing your face and your age. That one I came out like 58. So it's okay. I can look a little distinguished, you know what I'm saying. So let's talk about some health news. A study came out, a meta-analysis study that showed, again, with the fish oils, and when fish oils were combined with statins, wonderful, there was decreased mortality and cardiovascular issues. Okay, we've only known that like 40 years, wonderful. And then there's some always study that contradicts that, but no, there's so much so. In fact, 40 years ago, I read an editorial in New England Journal of Medicine on fish oils. So we've known about it. If you're not a big fan of the statins, you might also look at colchicine, which has been tested both by itself and with a statin, and actually found to have cardiovascular health benefits. And the dose of the colchicine is 5 milligrams around, around that dose. Soon, we won't have any more food to eat because no one's going to eat it because everything's got a poison in it. Everything. Now, oatmeal has been found to have a pesticide that, could affect reproductive health. How much oatmeal do you eat? Okay, that's important. And would it be in the organic? Hopefully not, if we're talking about a pesticide. Lunchables was shown to have lead and cadmium. Well, probably not a good idea to give your child or eat yourself Lunchables on a regular basis. Will Lunchables be a problem once in a while? Probably not. You know, toxins and poisons are related to the dose, the consistency of the dose. Of course, if you're doing, a little bit of arsenic ain't going to kill you. You do a lot of arsenic, it's going to kill you. A little bit of lead, once in a while, methane, your body can probably help eliminate it. And it shouldn't really be a problem. You know, it's a problem when there's lead contamination, major lead contamination. You know, we've seen it with, children eating paint chips and in the water supply, where it's on a daily, daily basis. And by the way, one of the systems that can help with lead protection is glutathione. And another one that I take myself, remember, this isn't medical advice, so don't take it as medical advice. Ask your health practitioner. All right. I occasionally take ETDA. ETDA is a chelating agent which can bind up lead. So just as a precaution, I take that, and I also take some zeolite clay. Pull out some of the plastic. So instead of, you do the best you can with the eating. Okay, and you eat, it's what you take in, all the healthy nutrients that I take in, not an occasional something or other that is there. Are you getting all the phytonutrients possible? Are you getting the fiber in, lots and lots of fiber to change that microbiome? That's so important. But whether it has a little bit of this, economically, with the food costs going up, and there's a choice. And by the way, the EW Environmental Working Group, you look them up. They have a list of the 10 most pesticide, fruits and vegetables. And so you can go by that list. But if I had a choice of not, and I was going to say do blueberries, which we know has improved cognitive functioning and can have a lot of other beneficial effects, between the pesticides that I might try and wash off and organic, yes, I would choose the organic. But if the price was an issue in your budget, then, you know, go with the regular blueberries. It's not going to, it wasn't in the top of the list. Strawberries, unfortunately, were pretty high. So you might want to, if you're going to eat a lot of strawberries, you might want to be careful of that. So let me give an overview also. Yes, you know, a lot of, you know, health influences and all the docs on the web are holistic and functional, telling you about vitamin D. And yes, I would definitely get my vitamin D checked. As I told you, I was really surprised. Even at 5,000 IUs, I did my blood test and I was low. I was in the 20s. And so I started upping myself to 10,000. And now I'm up to about, close to 60. So I might cut back a little bit. That's a good number, between 60 and 80. Again, reinforcing what my listeners probably know, some additional studies on the microbiome and cognitive issues and anxiety issues. I wonder, this is, I'm speculating. Certainly there's a benefit. Any way you're going to lose weight, if you have to do the drugs, you do the drugs. How that might affect other systems of the body, we don't really know at this point. Because remember, for long term, it was tested on diabetics who already had other issues. So they weren't really looking for things because the diabetics already had it. Doing these medications on a healthy population, we don't know. So, I mean, if it's a real, life and death issue, certainly. But if you haven't tried other things, controlling metabolism and insulin functioning and changing your microbiome, there's so many ways to approach this, and that's about habit change, and that's what I try to do with people. Change those habits. moving. So many interesting studies now on moving, and they found that stretching, especially stretching with resistance. Of course, resistance. They didn't say just stretching. No, they compared and looked at static stretching, and they looked at functional stretching, passive activated stretching. But anyway, when there was resistance, you actually got some muscle improvement. So that was really interesting that, you can do that. Those bands are so easy to use. And another study came out. Ooh, I'm into the studies today. And, of course, the negative effects of night light and difficulty sleeping and throwing off your circadian rhythm. So the idea is, try and cut back on that kind of stimulation, especially light stimulation, a little bit before, maybe 2 hours before you go to sleep. So I'm going to finish up with this one. One of the leading causes of cancer now in men of all ages, I'm not saying the leading cause, but the type of cancer, is prostate cancer. And that's really unusual, because we usually didn't see it until older individuals, older men, 60s and plus. And so there are great ways to prevent this. I think one of the ideas is that we're exposed to a lot of plastics in the environment and a lot of phytochemicals in the environment. So looking at, eating clean can be important. Consuming, broccoli sprouts, sulforaphane, really, really, really important. So there's things that can be done, there's things that can be done, measuring your hormone levels, your total hormone levels. Remember this, is something I don't know if everyone knows. Okay, it's not just there. Different estrogen metabolites. Some are pro-cancer, some are anti-cancer. Now, E2, E1, E2, I think this is 3, but there's E1 and E2. Well, here's an interesting concept. Men, not just women who are concerned about, hormonal-related cancers, men should do the estrogen-related test, because there's some research that a non-feminizing estrogen might be very, very beneficial to work with rapamycin as part of anti-aging. Now, the other interesting question, and I have Someone else has an answer to this one. It seems that in the animal studies, rapamycin worked much better in men than women. I wonder why. I wonder if these were, or well, they were animals. I mean, we didn't look at the human study. I wonder why. And that's what good science is, wondering why. So if you're interested in these podcasts, please share them. It encourages me to do more and more of these podcasts. I do want to switch to or add. And if you're one of my subscribers, I'll keep you posted. I'm going to be adding interviews, you know, with lots and lots of the science people I come across and health experts, not the same people that we hear all the time. And you listen to them, and underneath there's going to be a promotion, right? Okay, it's okay. I have no problem with capitalism. But then I have to question, Wayne, did you bias because you're pushing this thing? And what? Okay, there's a balance between the two. And if you go to Super Anti-Aging, I have a group there, and I'm going to be adding more and more information to there. Maybe eventually some podcasts are not going to be on this, you know, on this channel. So I'll keep you posted. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Thank you for listening.